Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, and I've been a pastor for over 40 years and a lifelong student of the Bible. And I believe that a bit of the Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I'm here to speak God's holy word into your ears. Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern Time for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary. I'll read it from a modern English translation. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and get a bigger bite of the Bible. You can go to thevoiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, for instance, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. My mission is to get a bit of the Bible in the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord. The Voice of God for Monday, February 7, 2022. Reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 26 through 40. Reading from the Message, this is the voice of God. So here's what I want you to do. When you gather for worship, each one of you be prepared with something that will be useful for all. Sing a hymn, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. If prayers are offered in tongues, two or three is the limit, and then only if someone is present who can interpret what you're saying. Otherwise, keep it between God and yourself, and no more than two or three speakers at a meeting, with the rest of you listening and taking it to heart. Take your turn, no one person taking over. Then each speaker gets a chance to say something special from God, and you will all learn from each other. If you choose to speak, you're also responsible for how and when you speak. When we worship the right way, God doesn't stir us up into confusion. He brings us up into harmony. This goes for all the churches, no exceptions. Wives must not disrupt worship, talking when they should be listening, asking questions that could be more appropriately be asked of their husbands at home. God's book of the law guides our manners and customs here. Wives have no license to use this time of worship for unwarranted speaking. Do you, both women and men, imagine that you're a sacred oracle determining what's right and wrong? Do you think everything revolves around you? If any one of you thinks God has something for you to say or has inspired you to do something, pay close attention to what I have written. This is the way the Master wants it. If you won't play by these rules, God can't use you. Sorry. Three things then to sum this up. When you speak forth God's truth, speak your heart out. Don't tell people how they should or shouldn't pray when they're praying in tongues that you don't understand. Be courteous and considerate in everything. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. On the Voice of God Daily, we love to share resources which can help you go deeper in your study of scriptures. The book, The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days, by Reverend Rob Fuquay, the pastor of the St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, is just such a resource, particularly as we come up upon Lent of the year 2022. Jesus's passion story is presented each Lent in countless churches every year, but there is one play presented by the inhabitants of a small village called Oberammergau in Bavaria, Germany, is the longest-running performance of all, and it's staged every 10 years since 1634. The play makes an impact not only on the villagers who portray the characters, but on all who see it. And in the book, The Passion Play, Rob Fuqua follows the biblical story of the Passion and shows how this amazing play has been used both as a ritual of praise and later as a weapon through its anti-Semitic past. The book makes a perfect six-week Lenten group study when paired with the leader guide and the DVD. And it's all filmed in location in Germany and includes behind-the-scenes footage of the production. I have this resource. I commend it to you. Perfect for your personal Lenten Bible study and or your church's small group Bible study. I commend it to you. It's called The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days by Rob Fuqua. The connection to get this resource is through cokesbury.com/thepassionplay. And we'll put links to that in our show notes here on The Voice of God Daily. Let's take a breath and have a prayer. To God who welcomes all in love, let us pray for the good of the church and the concerns of those in need. God of every land and nation, you have created all people, and you dwell among us in Jesus Christ. Listen to the cries of those who pray to you, and grant that as we proclaim the greatness of your name, all people will know the power of love at work in the world. We ask this through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.